What the heck is up, you guys? Welcome back to the pod. Not sure what episode this is, but welcome back. Sorry I haven't been doing these regularly. It's just been one of those things where it's like you put it off one day and then put it off another day. All of a sudden it's Saturday. It's like, oh, fuck. I was supposed to do that this week. Still unemployed, unfortunately, but been applying to jobs basically every day. I've been taking a few days off recently, which is pretty bad because I'm digging into like the investment accounts now, which is like my last little like nest egg, they like to call it. Nest egg. Holy crap, there's a really cool effect with even the windowsill. It's like red up on the ceiling. But it makes no sense, because where's the red coming from? What the fuck? I'll have to make this the picture of tonight. The picture for today will be, you'll see a cat with a red background. I don't even get that. Anyway, yeah, I've just been taking a few days off, which is bad. But yeah, I've been mostly applying to places. I had to put on my LinkedIn that I was looking for work, which sucked. I was hoping not to have to do that, but I've already put in like 10 or 12 applications and absolutely nothing. I got one interview and then they never talked to me again. And I don't know. Just still looking. Still looking. One funny application, or I guess job description I found, said, "You tackle problems before they explode." I just thought that was a funny way of phrasing. You solve problems like immediately or something like that. Yeah, so no talking points for today, but I just felt like getting an episode out. I have been doing pretty well. I've been trying to like read out loud every day, which I haven't been doing every day, but I've been trying to. I've been going to the gym regularly. Like, I'll take maybe 2 days off a week. I've been doing like a lot of runs. I've been doing half mile runs, and recently I did a mile run. I'm actually hoping to get back to the gym right after this podcast. By the way, today's date is September 4th, 2025, and I'm excited for the game tonight, which will basically begin the NFL season. I think I told you guys that I completed Persona 5 after like years of doing it, and I started Shin Megami Tensei Nocturne, which I played before, but it's on the PS2. Also, Eve now only wants to be on the keyboard, or like near the mouse pad, so that she can prevent me from being on the computer. Even when I've been gone the whole day, and I'm here for 10 minutes, and she's just like, "Nope, I'm gonna be on your keyboard now and prevent you from doing anything." Even though I'm fed and I don't have any issues right now, and I have water and a place to go to the bathroom, she's just like trying to be as annoying as she can. But it's probably like a sign that I'm not playing with her enough or something. So sorry, Eve. Sometimes I need to use the computer. And here she is going on the mouse pad again. It's just kind of like been ticking me off, but it's okay. She knows I love her. Yeah, lots to talk about. Shin Megami. Oh my god, what is it? Megami or Megumi? I'm going to figure it out right now. Shin Megami Tensei Nocturne. Yeah, I just restarted it. I'm like, I don't know, maybe 45 minutes into the game. I got way too far off the map and fought like four super crazy bird enemies, and then they just destroyed my team. And so then when you die in that game, you just lose everything from until your last save. So like the last time you save, that's basically where you return to. So I'm kind of like not playing it right now just because I'd have to redo all that stuff. Recoup all that progress. Cats are shedding insanely, and it sucks, but it's like whatever. I just sweep it every day, and I should be brushing them, but like then what do I do with the brush? Like, I can't vacuum that doesn't work. Can't lid roll it, that doesn't work. So I don't know, it's a weird situation. And yeah, I've been trying to read out loud every day to increase my speech, which I haven't been consistent enough about, but I need to get on that, and then I need to do more. I've been doing Sudoku, like, every day or something to try to keep, like, you know, my mind smart. I've been working on a new website for one of my communities, the Paul's Rifle Clan. And that's just launched today. And so it's just a completely new website in React and Next.js and stuff like that, Tailwind. So I've been really busy, and I've been trying to work on personal projects. But even if I do that, I still feel like I'm not applying to jobs, and then I'm not being a good person by trying to get a new job. It's a lot of guilt that goes on with that. Also, it's just like I got burnt out really bad with like reading job descriptions. It's just like I didn't want to do it ever again, and then I took like 3 days off from reading job descriptions and applying for things. So yeah, so not much else to say, I guess. Casey canceled his visit. He was supposed to show up like a few days ago or something, Labor Day maybe, but he had to cancel, which kind of sucked, but that's okay. There are people working on the back. You remember that like half outdoor, half indoor place that's like in the back hall, where it's like an addition to the house? Like there's a brick face of the house, and then there's an additional outside of it or something, exterior. They're completely redesigning that and repainting it and everything, and it actually looks really, really cool. So I can't wait for that to be done, so I can set up the area again, get the dartboard back up, etc. But they painted it all white. So the exterior, like, wall, like, house face, like, when you exit that the unit and go into that back area, when you would turn around, it'd be pink. But then on the second floor is green. It was like the weirdest thing. But anyway, they're painting all that brick white, and they're painting the walls white, and they're painting the floor like gray, and it looks really cool so far. And I think it's like almost done. So I can't use the car when they're here, which sucks because they just block the garage with the truck. And I could ask them to move it, but yesterday I didn't. I was just like, whatever. I was going to go to the grocery store, and I was like, fuck it, I'll just walk. So I walked. Also made sure that my car is still existing in the garage, which I don't check it for, like, weeks at a time, months at a time. So it's like, part of me is like, well, wait, what if someone just stole it, like, 3 weeks ago? And I don't even know yet, because I check on it so little, which I like, because it's like, I'm not using it, so it's not getting wear and tear. So then the next time I really need to use my car, I can actually like enjoy a newer, you know, feeling car because it's not getting wear and tear. So it's still working as far as I know. I haven't actually used it in weeks. So they're almost finished with that back hall project, and I gotta fix the light bulb. And I gotta do a bunch of stuff today before the game. I'm making meatballs, but also I need to do exercise, and I need to do my reading, and maybe do a Sudoku, and then maybe get some beer, and then I'll be able to chill out without having any guilt that I didn't do anything today. That's it for the podcast. Eve says hello. Also, I've been showing Eve and Buttermilk Cat TV. If you YouTube search Cat TV, it's just like a video, like a 2 or 3 hour video of like a bunch of chipmunks and birds and squirrels and crap, like eating nuts, and then they run away and then they come back. I've been showing them that on the TV in my bedroom religiously, like every morning after I wake up, and they love it. Eve has seen it like 4 times easily, maybe more. And she knows it's fake, but she still like runs from the top of the bed to like the bottom part, like near my feet or whatever. Like she's like staring at it, like ready to pounce. And then she jumps down from the bed and onto the TV table, and she starts swatting at like the screen. Like she knows it's fake. You must know it's fake, but I think she just likes to do it because, you know, she feels like she's hunting or something, you know? So it's just so funny because they really get a kick out of it. And part of me wonders if that's like not healthy thing for them to be watching. Like, is it bad because it's like fake, so it's like ruining something for them? I don't know. Anyway, that's all I got to say today. I will see you guys in the next episode. Bye-bye.